Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 9th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So with that, let's have a quick look at today's show. Well, the show is entitled The Spectacular Failure of Keynesian Banking because I'm going to describe in some detail how that awful, hideous creature called Alan Greenspan began this nightmare that we continue to live through today. Mega debts of the private and public sectors have soared to the staggering sum of $75 trillion. And these massive borrowings were not used to invest and provide for tomorrow. 80% of US households live essentially hand to mouth. So I'm going to talk about what went wrong. And that's a big, big chunk of today's show. Then I will talk about bailouts and the way that the government will soon be bailing out the airlines, the banks and the hotel owners, but of course not the employees, just like before. If you show up at the hospital with the virus and have a high deductible insurance plan, like, say, $6,500 deductible, you get nothing. Okay, so a quick word on that. Now, another chance to bring Hillary Clinton in. A federal court has ruled that she must sit for a deposition where she will be questioned on matters relating to her use of a private server during her time at the State Department. So let's sit back and enjoy that show. Hopefully not a repeat. Well then, I've talked about tipping from time to time in my shows over the years, so I thought a quick follow-up comment here might be in order. Hope you enjoy it. Well, where indeed are the electric vehicles? Tesla seems to be doing okay, but everybody else, not so much. And finally, a quick comment about the virus. What else? So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you 3 free shows independently and upon demand so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. please just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, please feel free to select any three shows from the archives, as I said, but if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows because they deal, as all my shows, to some degree, with ongoing current events, and you will be familiar with those events, so it'll make it easier to make an assessment. So, let me finish with my contact information, my email address, which is also, by the way, emblazoned at the top of my Podbean page, so if you don't get to write it down, never fear, it is there. rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, the number one, with my name in the middle. rwlmartin1@aol.com. So I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page deals with matters which are really too short to include in the main show, but still I want you to know about them, so I put them in my Facebook page. And the Twitter page is the same thing except the one-liners, the quickies, the smarmy comments, if you like. This should be fun. You should enjoy them. Go to both of them. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. My initials are M and Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, no punctuation, spaces, and all lowercase. RM Wake Up Call. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead, everybody, and I will be back again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.